Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. And, of course, in the studio, as always, we got Smitty and Breezy, our Hot Rod and Happy Couple.
What's poppin'?
Really? That's cute.
Hey, I'm excited. We're talking about mini trucks. Dude, I've been on this show off and on for, what, 2 years now?
Yeah. And he, we're talking like we're in his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're in his real house.
This gets us in our sweet spot.
You know, most couples get excited about, they get excited about mini trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it, though. I mean, it's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Most people get it.
You think you...
Who better to have spent this last weekend with?
Well, this is... Yeah, like going
and see,
to,
Richard got to share a room with us, too.
That is true. And we talked about mini trucks the whole time.
Yeah, so like you look at mini trucks all day, and then you talk about the ones that you looked at all night.
Yeah, and then we got... Oh, this is a funny story. This has nothing to do with mini trucks, but Josh's phone went off at like 12 o'clock one night. Richard had taken sleeping medicine. And Josh's phone, he always has a heavy metal kind of ringtone. So all of a sudden you hear, dar, dar, dar. Richard jumped up in the middle of the room and starts crying, "What is that?"
I don't remember that.
It was hilarious.
But you know what?
It is my pleasure to entertain
and,
you.
And we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on over in Livonia, Georgia?
Livonia.
Did I say that wrong?
You did.
What's going on, Livonia, Georgia?
We have Hot Rods and Happy Hours Legal Camp / All Around Cool Car Guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Richard, do you think you ever find a chick that's into Marauders?
I haven't yet.
My mom actually sent me the funniest thing on Facebook, which is scary because she's on the internet. But this is the thing that's nuts. My mother actually sent me a Chrysler Cordoba. She said, "Your little friend Richard would like this."
She's right.
My mom is like, "Your little friend."
Thank you, Mrs. Pitts, for thinking about me.
I'm almost 40 years old, and my little friend.
I love your mama. She's so precious.
She is precious.
She is. She makes my day frequently.
She is precious. And just come to think about it, that lady like drives on the street and everything by herself, which is nuts. I mean, I'm shocked I've made it this far in life. That DNA is flowing through my veins. No, I love my mom. My mom is very sweet, and she's got an eye for Cordovas, so I'm just saying.
All right. Big ups to Miss Pitts.
That's right. Love you, Mom. That's right. Mom's Day is coming up this month, too, which is nuts. Got to think about something good to do with Mom.
I often feel like I have two moms in a way.
Yeah.
Like my mom, my biological mother, who is a saint, and your mom. Like, when I read through, like, Facebook comments and I see, like, you know, people have liked it, like, I will say in my head, like, read them off. I'll be like, Mom, Rob's mom.
So, we were talking about my mini trucking story. And a quick recap, if you didn't catch it, good friend of mine, Chip, who's a very big, muscular guy. They could probably kill me with his bare hands if he wanted to, if he's hungry. And he gets winded, though. But I could run him out. And he had a S10 back when we were in high school, a 92. It was a nice truck. And do you remember the baby blue S10?
I probably would if I saw a picture of it. It seems familiar, but I can't place it.
Anyway, and he was a big UNC fan back in the day, so it had a big, you know, the Tar Heel tag on the front and all this stuff. And we thought we were going to lower it. Well, you know, these lowering springs are just way too expensive. And these toxic drives, you don't need that stuff. That's stupid. It's going to ride rough no matter what. That's a low rise what cement trucks are supposed to be. So we cut the springs on it. We let them down. We let the truck down. We set it down on these, like, little cinder blocks. They're not like full-size cinder blocks. They're probably about 3 inches high. And we just found them laying under something that probably needed them, but we'd used them for that. And we set it down, and we finally got the jack almost like we had to jerk it out from under it still. So we got it out from under it, and this thing looked mean. I mean, it looked cool. You know, we had blocks on the back, so it kind of had a rake to it because we had only about 6 inches of lowering blocks under the back. And whatever we cut out of the front took about 9 out. And, I mean, it was nuts. I mean, I guarantee we lowered that truck probably 7 or 8 inches in the front.
I bet.
With springs.
Because one coal is 2 inches, not one.
Well, okay, listen. listen, Emerald, all right?
Bam!
Cut springs. It's kind of like pomade. A dab will do you, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I got the whole damn jar.
Stuck your hand all the way down in it.
So we get in there, and I start looking at everything, you know, because I could, like, get my head kind of, like, turn it sideways, but I couldn't get my arm under it. Well, and then, of course, Big for Nothing couldn't get his big bear claw under there, so we just got looking. Nothing fell out from under it. I told him, I said, hell, just drive it off the blocks. What's it going to hurt? So it drives off the block, tears the air dam off of it. Yeah. Which, come to find out, didn't eat anyway because the bumper hit the ground. It was so low. It was so funny. Actually took it to my shop, and Keith, the guy that still works in the shop to this day, he came in and seen my first lowering job, and he told me, he said, I mean, just take the spring. We brought it up on a lift, and you could take the spring and just up and down. The only thing holding it up was the rubber, what you call it?
Yeah.
Bump stops?
Yeah, the bump stops. It was sitting on the bump stops. And, I mean, like the spindle and bump stops was the only thing holding it up. Shocks totally collapsed. And we drove this thing like that. And he drove it like that for about 6 months.
Are you serious?
This thing going through the parking lot. And the one thing that Winn-Dixie had was a very smooth, nice asphalt parking lot. I mean, so like if you take a car with a nice suspension under it, it's just like a cloud. This truck bounced on it still. So you can only imagine a rough road. And it was just like, da-da-da-da-da-da. It's just constantly shaking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you get out of it, and it shakes for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And you know what? We thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, it was.
Uh-huh. That's what mini trucking was to me.
We went to
Pep
Boys and got a neon shift knob, and everything was okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Makes it all better.
That's all that matters.
So fast forward about 3 years. And, you know, I've done gone through my little mini trucking stage. I had my little Nissan hard body. Got out of that. I was into Mustangs. And, of course, how did I lower my Mustangs? I cut one coil out because that takes 2 inches out. Stupid. Everybody knows that. But Steeda Springs. Have you lost your mind? I buck. I stupid. Whatever. Give me that bandsaw. Sit on the springs. But, anyway. So my buddy actually bought an OBS truck. His name was Charlie. Charlie bought an OBS Chevrolet truck, and he wanted to lower it, and he bought a flip kit for the back, and we bought a, he was going to buy some springs for the front. I said, dude, you ain't got to do that. I cut one coil out, and it didn't lower it enough. So I cut two more coils out of it.
Oh my gosh.
And we're back to that bump stop problem again.
Yeah. You're supposed to start with the bigger number and then incrementally get smaller.
Okay, listen, Mr. Wizard, all right? I'm telling the story. I'm not saying it was right, okay? I'm not giving step-by-step instructions on dumbassery. I'm just saying that's what I did.
That's why he remembers this story, because it wasn't right.
Exactly. But you know what? He drove that bouncing ass full size. And this was a really nice truck. Like, this is a fairly late model truck. And it was down the road. And it had the same problem my big buddy Chip's truck did. Going down the road, bounced the entire way. But we loved it.
See, it's okay to bounce off bump stops when you got torsion bars. And, you know, you can just get up under there and twist a nut or a bolt a couple of times and come up off of them. But when you're chopping stuff, it gets kind of expensive.
See, but that was the thing with my hard body. I didn't have to do that.
Exactly.
I lowered my hard body in auto body class. My buddy actually put the blocks under it, and I cranked the torsion bars down.
Yeah.
Actually did two in one day. My buddy Robert Head had a red Nissan hard body. We lowered them both in class.
Yeah.
That's good schooling.
Yeah, that's good schooling.
I was a professional at lowering hard bodies. All right, guys, stay tuned. I'll tell you something else I'm a professional at. It sure ain't radio. Stay tuned. We got a lot more coming at you right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. And, of course, we have our hot rod and happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What's up, y'all?
What up?
And as always, Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on up in Chicken, Alaska?
Every time I hear that, I think about that Zac Brown song.
You know
I like my chicken fries.
Oh, I just like chicks in Alaska.
It's Chicken, Alaska. We need to get you on a date. Did anybody want to go on a date with a professor? Like, you keep talking. This is the second time you've referenced chicks from things that really weren't.
It's the name of a city.
And love.
It's Chicken. KFC isn't anything about love.
I do love some KFC.
You still eat hot dogs this week.
Yeah, really. If anyone wants to go on a hot date with a professor.
Whoa, let's back up on that anyone.
Anybody.
With a pulse.
Damn. Optional pulse. That's a plus, but you know, whatever.
Saying anybody just a few too many times.
Anybody. No. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on,
everybody? Anybody.
Hey, I got one for you guys. I'm just curious about this. I know y'all got back from Mini Nats and whatnot. Now, are they really bringing it back old school with, like, the sectional couches in the bed or any hot tubs or anything like that?
See, that was the thing. Now, I remember some of those.
Yeah, that was cool.
I didn't see one hot tub at Mini Nats.
Nah.
They're reserved for the
cabins. There was a couple dancing bed. Now, some of them cabins had hot tubs in it. But, no, I'm talking about, like, there was a couple dancing bed trucks.
But did anybody have, like, any sectional couches in the back? You know how they did it with the sectional? I didn't have money.
You remember the little mirrors?
Yep, that's what I'm talking about.
The mirrored backgrounds and stuff? None of that.
Really?
You don't get that. Like, you get, like, that 80s, 90s, like, late 80s, early 90s mini truck days. But they haven't gone all the way back yet to, like, the 13-inch Daytons and that stuff. There was one little red Toyota that had the Daytons on and all that stuff. But it didn't have, like, the waterworks in the back and all that stuff. I mean, it was a good-looking truck.
I say give it a couple more years, it'll all be back.
I see, like,
everything.
It'll be coming back.
Even when we did mine, part of my center console, I did a Lexan with a waterfall Lexan in it. You know, it was pretty cool.
That's just romantic. That's for the hot dates.
It was. Yeah, it had neon in it.
Maybe we should put your water fountain in the Murata.
So I can sit in my driveway and look at it.
Be like, hey, girl, I'm going to take you on a ride.
You want to go sit in my car?
The horn honks.
No, it doesn't.
Anybody.
He's got to have a battery that works first for the horn honk.
Lord. I worry about my little buddy, the professor. I really do. Anybody.
Enough.
I sent him a picture of a Shelby today.
Yeah.
It was right up his alley.
Yeah, it also didn't run.
Well, he said it was up your alley, you know.
But it was like a limited edition.
It's a 87 Shelby GLHS. It's based on the 87 front-wheel drive Dodge Charger, but it's actually not a Dodge. It is titled as a Shelby GLHS. They made 1,000 of them.
Really? So it wasn't like the thing we looked at.
No, it was what they turned that into. What Shelby turned that into.
And it stands for Goes Like Hell.
Some more. It's GLHS. Goes Like Hell some more.
Huh. I mean,
I didn't know all the specifics on it. I was sitting at the doctor's office with my dad today flipping through some stuff, and I seen it, and I was like, oh, Richard would like this, and I sent it to him. I didn't know a whole bunch about it.
And they've only made 4 of them, and of course the professor knows about them.
100 or something, wasn't it?
They made 1,000. In 86, they made 500 Omnis, which were 4 doors, and then in 87, they made 1,000 Chargers, which were 2 doors.
Really? Some more?
Yes. GLHS. Goes like hell, some more.
Some more. I like that. That's a good one. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure. I was thinking about that just a few minutes ago about the hot tubs and the.
But that's about, and I'm with you there. The crushed velvet.
Yeah, all the crushed velvet.
You know, I don't think I've seen any crushed velvet.
No, there's some things that's going to stay in the past.
You boys are missing them. I did see some tweed.
Hmm? Tweed is on point.
I've seen a lot of tweed actually. Yeah. Seen a lot of tweed. I tell you something else that's really cool that I think is neat that's coming back, and I saw a lot of it at Mini Nats, was the vintage mini trucks. When I say vintage, the Couriers, the old Mazdas, the Love Trucks,
720s,
what 620? Well, 720s,
720s.
Well, there was ones
before that was 610,
620, no 620s and 510s.
Okay. Yeah,
510's a car.
Well, yeah, 510 was a car.
510 is a car. You're right.
Well. But they made a model before that of the truck, the Datsun truck. Well, anyway, there was one there. Yeah, that was the thing. Like that was the big thing.
It wasn't even a Datsun. It was just a truck.
It was just a truck. That's just it had a crank on it. Oh yeah, but I mean that was the thing though. And they all had hooks on them. Mm-hmm. That was the thing. Like you know, like tie down hooks was crucial.
Yeah.
You know, if you couldn't find somewhere to tie down in one of those, you were looking.
That's right.
When you trip over a tie down hook.
Many convertibles or target tops or anything like that?
There's a few.
There's more or less. I've seen a couple that still had the tops, but there's a lot of them. It's actually funny because every time I seen one, I told Breezy, I was like, I was going to get that. I was going to try to get that one, but it don't have a top. I was going to get that one, but.
They lost their top.
You know, they cut the lids off and.
Just never put it back.
Yeah, just forgot.
Yeah.
Right now, it's a bicycle ramp for some kid.
Yeah, exactly. Or it was a sled.
Doing sweet jumps off the roof of a Mazda. I don't know. I like the convertible trucks, and I like those glam mini trucks like you're talking about. You know, that's just a cool thing. But it was really neat seeing the Couriers. I love those little Courier trucks.
Oh yeah, they're really cool.
That little black hard body, man, that's got to be my favorite.
One with a small block Chevrolet?
Yeah, that thing was nasty.
And it was clean. Just a clean, carbed, small block, good-looking truck, tweed interior in it. Yeah. It was a very, very clean truck. Slick as glass, too.
What about the little red one with the 4x4 metal and the rotary engine on it?
That was wild, too.
That thing was sharp.
There was one that had a Turbo 4 in it, too. The little Ford, was it 2.3 in it or something?
It was a Courier, I think. Yeah. It had an SVO motor, basically.
Yeah, that's nuts.
That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. I noticed I was actually looking at it. I was going to ask him how it ran, but I looked up through the bed, and of course the beds are open and these things, and all the suspension's up in it. It didn't have a drive shaft in it. I said, how's this thing hit the road? He said, like a dream.
On the back of the trailer.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? It's not just mini trucks that were there, too. You had a lot of cars in this.
Dude, my heart was full when I seen the Mitsubishi. With the laser cut tag. Did you see that? The stainless steel tag that identifies as a mini truck.
Oh, God, I love that. That was probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, there was a guy. We were actually walking around. Matter of fact, me and the professor were walking around. There's a guy there, one of the vendors, probably one of the slickest 92 Ford Thunderbirds I've ever seen in my life. This thing was an absolute show car. And you know what, though?
Show car for a long time.
For a long time. And you know what? We're not going to tell you about it right now. We're going to make you wait.
We got a commercial coming up.
That's right. We got to pay some bills because we want to get us a custom T-Bird. Roger the Murata. We ought to build a custom Murata. I just got the poke. That's bad. All right, guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. And, of course, we have our Hot Rod and Happy Couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What's up, y'all?
What up, what up?
And as always, Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on up in Chicken, Alaska?
Every time I hear that, I think about that Zac Brown song. You know I like my chicken fries.
Oh, I just like chicks in Alaska.
It's Chicken, Alaska. We need to get you on a date. Did anybody want to go on a date with a professor? Like, you keep talking. This is the second time you've referenced chicks from things that really weren't.
It's the name of a city.
And love.
It's chicken.
Yeah.
KFC isn't anything about love.
I do love some KFC.
You still ain't hot dogs this week.
Yeah, really. You need, if anyone anyone wants to go on a hot date with a professor.
Whoa, let's back up on that anyone.
Anybody.
With a pulse.
Damn. Optional pulse. That's a plus, but you know, whatever.
I'm saying anybody just a few too many times.
Anybody. No. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours Legal Counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on,
everybody? Anybody!
Hey, I got one for you guys. I'm just curious about this. I know y'all got back from Mini Nats and whatnot. Now, are they really bringing it back old school with, like, the sectional couches in the bed or any hot tubs or anything like that?
See, that was the thing. Now, I remember some of those.
Yeah, that was cool.
I didn't see one hot tub at Mini Nats.
Nah.
They're reserved for the
cabins. There was a couple dancing beds. Yeah, now some of them cabins had hot tubs.
Yeah.
But no, I'm talking about like there was a couple dancing bed trucks.
But did anybody have like any sectional couches in the back? You know how they did it with a sectional? I didn't have a money.
You remember the little mirrors?
Yep, that's what I'm talking about.
The mirrored backgrounds and stuff? None of that.
Really?
You don't, but you know, you don't get that. Like, you get like that 80s, 90s, like late 80s, early 90s mini truck days. But they haven't gone all the way back yet to like the 13-inch Daytons and that stuff. There was one little red Toyota that had the Daytons on and all that stuff, but it didn't have like the water, you know, the waterworks in the back and all that stuff. I mean, it was a good looking truck.
I say give it a couple more years, it'll all be back.
I see, like,
everything
coming back.
Even when we did mine, part of my center console, I did a Lexan with a waterfall Lexan in it. You know, it was pretty cool.
That's just romantic. That's for the hot dates.
It was. Yeah, it had neon in it.
Maybe we should put you a water fountain in the Murata.
So I can sit in my driveway and look at it.
Be like, hey, girl, I'm going to take you on a ride.
You want to go sit in my car?
The horn honks.
No, it doesn't.
Anybody!
He's got to have a battery that works first for the horn honk.
Lord, 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 Lord. I worry about my little buddy, the professor. I really do. Anybody!
Enough.
I sent him a picture of a Shelby today.
Yeah.
It was it was right up his alley.
Yeah, it also didn't run.
Well, he said it was up your alley, you know.
But it was like a limited edition.
It's a 87 Shelby GLHS. It's based on the 87 front-wheel drive Dodge Charger, but it's actually not a Dodge. It is titled as a Shelby GLHS. They made 1,000 of them.
Really? So it wasn't like the thing we looked at.
No, it was what they turned that into. What Shelby turned that into.
And it stands for Goes Like Hell.
Some more.
Some more.
It's GLHS. Goes Like Hell Some More.
Huh. I mean, that's
see, windy. I didn't know all the specifics on it. I was sitting at the doctor's office with my dad today flipping through some stuff, and I seen it, and I was like, oh, Richard would like this. And I sent it to him. I didn't know a whole bunch about it.
And they've only made 4 of them. And, of course, the professor knows about them.
100 or something, wasn't it?
They made 1,000. Oh, in 86, they made 500 Omnis, which were 4 doors. And then in 87, they made 1,000 Chargers, which were 2 doors.
Really? Some more?
Yes. GLHS. Goes like hell, some more.
Some more. I like that. That's a good one. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure. I was thinking about that just a few minutes ago about the hot tubs and the...
But that's... And I'm with you there, the crushed velvet.
Yeah, all the crushed velvet.
You know, I don't think I've seen any crushed velvet.
No. There's some things that's going to stay in the past.
You boys are missing them. I did see some tweed.
Hmm? Tweed is on point.
I've seen a lot of tweed, actually. Yeah. Seen a lot of tweed. I'll tell you something else that's really cool that I think is neat that's coming back, and I saw a lot of it at Mini Nats, was the vintage mini trucks. When I say vintage, the Couriers,
yep,
the old Mazdas, the Love Trucks.
720s.
What, 620? Well, 720s.
Yeah, 720s.
Well, there was one before
that.
Was
610?
620, no, 620s and 510s.
Okay. Yeah, 510s.
510's a car.
Well, yeah, 510 was a car.
510 is a car, you're right.
Well, but they made a model before that of the truck. The Datsun truck. Well, anyway, there was one there.
Yeah,
that was the thing. Like that was the big thing.
It wasn't even a Datsun. It was just a truck.
It was just a truck. That's just it had a crank on it. Oh yeah, but I mean that was the thing though. And they all had hooks on them. Mm-hmm. That was the thing. Like, you know, like tie down hooks was crucial.
Yeah.
You know, if you couldn't find somewhere to tie down in one of those, you were looking.
That's right.
When you trip over a tie down hook.
Many convertibles or target tops or anything like that.
There's a few.
There's more or less there's I seen a couple that still had the tops, but there's a lot of them. It's actually funny because every time I seen one, I told Breezy I was like I was gonna get that. I was gonna try to get that one, but it don't have a top. I was gonna get that one, but
they lost their top.
You know, they cut the lids off and
just never put it back.
Yeah, just forgot.
Yeah.
It.
And right now, it's a bicycle ramp for some kid.
Yeah, exactly. Or it was a sled.
Doing sweet jumps off now the roof of a Mazda. I don't know. I like the convertible trucks. And I like those glam mini trucks like you're talking about. You know, that's just a cool thing. But it was really neat seeing the couriers. I love those little courier trucks.
Oh, yeah, they're really cool.
That little black hard body, man, that's got to be my favorite.
One with the small block Chevrolet?
Yeah, I think it was nasty.
And it was clean. Just a clean, carbed small block. Good-looking truck, tweed interior. Yeah. It was a very, very clean truck. Slick as glass, too.
What about the little red one with the 4x4 metal and the rotary engine on it?
That was wild, too.
That thing was sharp.
There was one that had a Turbo 4 in it, too. The little Ford, was it 2.3 in it or something?
It was a Courier, I think. Yeah. It had an SVO motor, basically.
Yeah, that's nuts.
That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. I noticed I was actually looking at it. I was going to ask him how it ran, but I looked up through the bed, and of course the beds are open, and these things, all the suspension's up in it. It didn't have a drive shaft in it. I said, how's this thing hit the road? He said, like a dream.
On the back of the trailer.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? It's not just mini trucks that were there, too. You had a lot of cars in this.
Dude, my heart was full when I seen the Mitsubishi with the laser cut tag. Did you see that? Stainless steel tag that identifies as a mini truck.
Oh, God, I love that. That was probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, there was a guy. We were actually walking around. Matter of fact, me and the professor were walking around. There's a guy there, one of the vendors, who was probably one of the slickest 92 Ford Thunderbirds I've ever seen in my life. This thing was an absolute show car. And you know what, though?
Show car for a long time.
For a long time. And you know what? We're not going to tell you about it right now. We're going to make you wait.
We got a commercial coming up.
That's right. We got to pay some bills because we want to get us a custom T-Bird. Right after the Murata. We ought to build a custom Murata. I just got the poke. That's bad. All right, guys. Stay tuned.
All right, guys.
Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
163 WRD.
I've never claimed to be a radio professional. But I'm going to tell you something. We have so much fun pretending to be. You know what I mean? Like, we literally laugh our butts off.
This is great.
I've often said if we could ever record the, in-between segment parts.
Behind the scenes.
We would never be on the radio again.
Probably not, but it makes for a fun time between segments.
We'd probably be banned in about 10 countries.
So we're talking all about mini trucks. And, of course, we got Smitty and Breezy in the studio.
So.
What's happening?
Sup. Feeling cute.
And then
I record a segment later. I don't know.
I don't know.
What things is going? I'm going to say no.
And then we have Hot Rods in the Happy Hour, financial analyst, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Let's kick it out, Wes. What's going on, San Antonio, Texas?
Woot, woot. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
You know, that's... You know, that's mini trucking. You know, is laughing and cutting. These guys have fun with the shows.
Dude, it's a party. Yeah. It's a party with a truck show.
I wish we had gotten to play What's on Your Body.
No.
Yeah, I accidentally told Richard about that one, and he's been stuck on it ever since.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun game.
You got to understand some of those bodies you don't want to see.
Well, yeah, they get really naked.
We're on stage.
They're not shy.
Not at all.
So that's. I mean, because there's no right or wrong way to mini truck.
No, there's not. And that's the beauty of
it. I actually don't think there ever is a right way to mini truck, but you know what I'm saying? There's no wrong way either.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the beauty of it, man. I mean, there is no set, standard.
There's no code.
I mean, it's do it.
Everybody's accepted.
I mean, just like I showed you in between the segments, there's an S10 with a sheet metal. New Camaro front end being grafted.
That's been
in.
Done out of sheet metal.
Yeah, I think it's pretty wild.
I mean, or like a square body blazer with a Toyota with like a Tundra front end on it or something.
I think it was an old Taco, like a late 90s Taco, but then also
Tacoma.
Forerunner. That's a Forerunner.
Was it a Forerunner?
Yeah, okay. Like a Forerunner.
And then, though, it had like the A-pillar grafted in also. This is a crate. Like, who thought this up?
Like,
but it works.
Like, somebody was walking around the LKQ and like, that looked good on my square body. That looked good on my square dime.
And it had one heck of a set of fender flares on it.
It has some mean fender flares on it. Yeah, well, I mean, she has some big old flares.
It's like I said 1,000 times, dude. If mini truckers could become engineers,
then the world would be a very dangerous place.
It'd be dangerous, but it would be beautiful.
It would be beautiful.
Everything would be duct tape, zip tied.
You know, I didn't see a lot of duct tape. I did see a fair share of zip ties, but I didn't see a lot of duct tape.
Well, that's the good thing about duct tape. You can hide it, and mini truckers get really good with hiding it.
They got different colors now.
Yeah, there's so many designs.
Probably that designer duct tape.
Probably why there's so many fires.
Truth.
I wonder if any fire retardant duct tape. That's the ticket.
Fire resistant.
But you talk about how much fun mini truckers are. Think about the games that we got to play while we were doing the hosting
and
of
doing
their
the
own
awards.
Stage.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's always fun doing that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, like we play What's in Your Pocket, and you know, you just pick out random things. And these guys have this stuff on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blowing fuses.
Which they look forward to this every year now.
That's
you know?
It's running so fast. Yeah.
I got a set of keys thrown at me. Just so he could be the first person to show a Chevrolet
and
key.
He didn't win, did he?
No, he didn't.
No.
He overshot you.
I think we both about lost. He lost, and I about lost an eye.
And then the girl with the lower back tap. I thought a whole lot was coming out on that one.
That was Tiffany.
Was it Tiffany?
Yeah, our club sister.
I thought it was the other girl. Oh, that's hilarious.
I saw a lot more than her lower back, that's for sure.
Yeah, I seen a lot more than Tiffany, of Tiffany, that I ever really wanted to see.
She was excited, but
see,
she got it.
Y'all just said it. It's our club sister. The clubs. That's another thing that's crazy.
Twisted
and
intentions.
I'm not talking about really the what.
What?
You
represent.
Got to.
But, I mean, like, the clubs, and these guys, like, take it to the next level. Like, you got handshakes and secret signs and rules.
Naked dudes walking around wrapped in bacon.
Yes.
We did witness that. But you know what I'm saying. Like, I mean, did you have to do any weird initiations in your mini trucking days in the club?
No, sir, nothing like that.
No, I showed up.
I showed up, paid my dues.
Yeah, see, this is, like, you pay your dues, you dress up like a banana.
Yeah, I make sure I don't have to do that crazy stuff.
Whatever. I just think, see, you play that game with us, man.
Nah, that's for real.
Because you got that, like, that rock hard facade, but, like, I think you, like, already did that, like, in private. Like, you know, like.
Nah, see, that's the thing.
You dressed up like a unicorn and ran around or something.
That's the thing. When you petition like that for the bigger club or the different clubs, like, I'm pretty sure the guys that was walking around in bacon was freaks of nature.
I'm pretty sure they were freaks, too.
I'm kind of with the professor on that one.
The bears up there in the Smokies were chasing them.
Like,
but
hey.
I've seen, I think it was Sunset that done the, they do the paddling.
Oh, yeah, man. Like, it gets rough with their battling.
You think, when you start beating each other?
Yeah. I mean, when we got into Twisted Intentions, the first thing I thought or asked Norman, I was like, yo, look, I'll be a part of your club. I want to be a part of your club. I said, but I'm going to ask you like this. I said, do I have to have some kind of crazy initiation? If I do, we might as well end this conversation now.
Would you eat worms?
No.
No.
Man, really?
No. I'm not walking around half naked at a car show. I'm not. No.
All right. If you said you had to put a dress on, would you do it?
That's every night.
What? It's only Saturday. It's only Saturday.
Thank Smitty you. Likes pink dresses, I'm just going to say.
That boy does look good. In the
oh, Patrick had to leave on that one.
It's that long hair. You
I'm
see
telling
it in the back and be like, hey.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Breezy. Who's your friend? Oh, crap, that's Josh.
Patrick hates the show.
Breezy, yeah. Does it have ruffles?
Well, it's got tassels.
Oh. Okay.
And he likes to spin them.
Okay, let's change this subject. Back to the clubs.
So,
hey, we turned this club.
Cross-dressing in the car hobby.
We treat these clubs, we're family, dude. I mean, honest to God.
Well, that's the way a club's supposed to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't usually work out that way. Usually it ends up about people fighting over a decal, but.
Exactly. But, I mean, like, you know, my Facebook is slammed full of mini truckers. And I've seen a lot of people going down the line, going home Sunday and on into Monday, to where there was a lot of people that was broke down on the side of the road. But. It don't matter what club you ride with. It does not matter what car or what truck you drive, any of that, man. If a mini trucker sees another mini trucker on the side of the road, I guarantee you they stop, they help, and they will get you going.
Every time.
Regardless.
Come running with the duct tape and the zip ties.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that pink mini. She broke down on the side of the road. Another set of another club, I don't even know who they were. They seen her on the side of the road, and they had a trailer on the back of the truck or with a truck on it. She broke down. They pulled that truck off the trailer, put her truck on the trailer, and drug her truck home.
To Georgia.
To Georgia on their way to Florida and drove their show truck until they got there, backed her truck off, put their truck back on, and then drove on their merry way.
Wow.
Just so she could get home.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
You but do no, that's not what leave a mini about. Trucker behind.
Never leave a mini trucker behind.
That's the motto for that's, any club, that's, any that's any mini trucker.
Kind of like a biker club, I guess.
It is in a lot of
it's
ways.
It's very close.
Yeah,
to that.
I mean, it's yeah. very close.
You got
close.
You like you know you don't have like your vest, your colors. You've got your hat, and
your
shirt.
Hat, your shirt, your logo. Shop shirts, your logo mm-hmm. on your back glass. I mean, that's
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a family.
Y'all guys don't like. Is it kind of like Sons of Anarchy?
Nah.
They all had long hair. I'm just saying.
I got the longest hair out of the guys in my club.
We all know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Ain't no sense in it. Well, you got to ride home.
Crystal Gale is envious of your hair, okay?
You're killing me, Smalls.
Baby, I pet your hair every night.
And I love it.
Mm-hmm. So pretty.
But you've done that when my head was shaved, too. Back to mini trucking.
I can't even look at him the same way. Like, Smitty had so much street cred like 30 minutes ago.
Hey, I still got it. Don't let this pretty hair fool you. Don't
get it's not just the hair. It's the pink dress, too.
Don't
love.
Get your ruffles in a bunch, okay? Hey,
I'll jump on you in that pink dress as quick as I'll jump on you in a pair of blue jeans.
Hashtag thug life.
Just let me put my hair up and take my earrings out.
I'm about to kick you.
I am so scared right now. I really am. Like we're going to commercial break, and I don't want
to see this mugshot.
I don't want to stop. You know what I mean? Like I'm scared to stop this right now. Can we just keep going? Do we really need this commercial break? Please, can we just keep talking about mini trucks? Anything but Josh and Andreas. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitson's studio. And, of course, we have our Hot Rod and Happy Couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, y'all.
What up, y'all?
Dresses.
I never wore a dress. Never.
I have proof.
No. You rock it. You don't wear it. You rock that thing.
No.
That's what I heard. And your better half says she has proof.
Tell her to produce this proof.
I don't want her to because I don't want to see that. Some things you can't unsee.
There goes
you're
Patrick.
You're scaring Patrick. You're scaring Patrick. I mean, he's conquered and beat so many things in his life. I don't think that one will ever happen. Oh, he's gonna die with that one.
Don't give him a platform.
Yeah, don't do that. And, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard W. Hoskins.
What's going on, all our homies up in Intercourse, Pennsylvania?
Not even going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. Moving right along. We have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And thank God he does not give shout-outs to states.
No. Why? You don't love our listeners?
Oh, I love our each and everyone. All three of them. But
we got four now.
We have four.
Yep, we got the. I got the post the other day. We got four.
We have four. We have four. And my mom listens.
That's what that made the fourth.
Yeah. You know, mom, she's a trooper. Looking for Cordobas and listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
That's the coolest mom ever.
Don't, Lord forbid, when she hears this, she's going to be like, send me, like, dresses on Marketplace. Smitty might like this. This would look good with his hair.
But I was jealous of your mom on Easter Sunday. She sent me a picture of her dessert when you and your dad went out to dinner. That was like a smorgasbord of desserts on one plate.
There's no telling.
Yeah, it looked good.
They like to go out to eat, and they go to these weird restaurants. Like, they find like these buffets that have things you just don't normally get, like big dessert trays and stuff like that. And I was a little peanut butter and jelly. I missed out on that.
That sounds delightful.
I'm pretty sure it had peanut butter and jelly in it. It looked good. It did look good. So we're talking about mini trucks. And, and we've been talking about it now for almost 2 hours. But I think what's so cool about mini trucks, and I think the appeal of them, is that they're different and is the family atmosphere. And these guys get into it. And it's not just Southeast Mini Nats. I mean, there's shows all across the country with these trucks. And I honestly believe probably on the West Coast, it may be a little stronger than it is on the East Coast.
Man, I've been to them in California. Yeah, if y'all review the footage. Yeah, the old footage. I mean, I went to California for 3 weeks, and I made sure to find me a mini truck show to go to. And it was actually by Relaxed Atmosphere, which is another club. And I wouldn't say stronger. Their lowrider game is on point. I ain't even going to front on that. But their mini trucking, I mean, of course they've got a whole lot more different touches. Like, their big thing out there is engraving. Like, everything is engraved out there, which is awesome. But
which is another lowrider.
Yeah, yeah, it comes from the lowrider scene. But you want to talk about somebody or somewhere that's got a strong mini trucking scene? Texas. Go to Texas, dude.
Texas is trucks
in
general.
Texas is awesome.
Texas is amazing, which is that oil field money, man. And, I mean, there's trucks 2019 body dropped on 26s that ain't had not one single thing not touched. I mean, it is absolutely amazing.
It's that oil field money.
Yeah. Oil field money.
Mm-hmm. You know what? One thing we didn't even talk about that was the Southeast Minutes. Crew cut.
Yeah, crew cut was there.
Yeah.
Oh, it was there?
It was there, yeah. Really? And who also the some dude in Florida. Oh, he's from Florida. Jason something, maybe? Something like that?
Jason Pert. No.
He's from Florida. But yeah, he's from Florida. Yeah, it was there. I mean, so that was kind of cool.
And taking people for rides.
And also, yeah. And also the new Ford Platinum Dually that, what you call it, Bill?
Extensive, yeah.
Yeah.
Extensive built. Texas Model. So
Extensive started it.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying. And, but you know, that was there. I mean, so you've got these really high-end builds. And there was a lot of really late model trucks and 50, 60, 70, 80, $90,000 cars that have been body dropped. I mean, these guys take it to the next level.
Yeah. Like the little Tahoe, too, that you were looking at, the black one.
I did. I liked the black. There was an OBS Tahoe there. It was cool. And I'll tell you what's crazy is, like, I the whole time I was there, I was swooning over OBS trucks.
Yeah.
And they end up buying one a day, yep. Which is nuts. Yep. Back to my problem that we were talking about the other week. I got a thing. Just go, Josh wears dresses. The professor needs a date. I buy cars. That's just my problem. And actually, I had to call in some help. I had to call Kobe to help me.
Yeah.
I'm like, Kobe, what are you doing? He said, nothing. Good. Now you got something to do. Come by the shop. I need to give you some money. I can't get loose. Go look at this truck for me. Let's get it bought. You got to be there at this time sharp because 19 other people want to buy it. And I said, if somebody steps up to it, you kick them.
And what's so crazy is, like, Rob gives me the number, sends it to me. I click it in my phone, and I actually know the guy.
That's nuts. So that works out kind of good. Now we got an inside. And the best part ever. The best part. And I don't want people to think I'm that guy, but I really don't care because I am that guy. But we got a guy here local that buys a lot of C10s and square bodies and OBS trucks and all this stuff. And this is a really nice little clean little truck, and it was priced right. But I tell you what was funny is this truck was under his nose, and he'd already seen it, but we'd already gotten it by the time
we
saw it.
We beat him to it.
So I couldn't help but send him a text message and be like, hey, you want to buy a nice OBS? I'm not going to tell you what he said next because I can't say that on the radio. But it put a little bit of joy in my heart. It made me smile.
You're something else.
I'm just saying.
You something
hey,
serious.
Before we run out of this show, I got to give a head nod to one of the lowest static drop trucks I have ever seen in my life. And I'm almost positive it could be the world's lowest static drop truck, period.
You talking about Chips S10?
No, it's even lower than that. Jason Arrowwood, which happens to be a police officer out of Spartanburg, has a body drop, static drop S10. You've seen it. The blue one has got to be the lowest.
That's a cool ride.
And it's static drop. Completely static drop, and it's body drop. So, I mean, he keeps it OG for sure.
Yes.
Because you know what? Bags are for groceries.
No.
No.
No. And one more shout out, my buddy Sean Reese. That dude is OG as OG comes, and he's in our backyard.
He is in our backyard. He's got an S10 that's right-hand drive.
Right-hand drive 350.
That is a beautiful truck.
What a tree fitting.
What a tree fitting.
Well, while we're giving shout-outs, I want to give one to Jason Bell.
Jason Bell did a wonderful job, Bell's Rod Shop, who also hosts the Southeast Mini Truck Nats. This is the 25th anniversary of that show.
Wow.
That's nuts.
And that's his baby, too.
They were mini trucking back when mini trucking was still cool again.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And his show is what got me into mini trucking, and he don't even know it, really. And nobody really knows
Maybe
it.
Maybe you should tell him.
I'm about to if he's listening. When I was 8, 9, 10 years old, my grandpa lives on Friends Road 26. Around this time every year, we'd be down there, spring break or whatnot, and I would see the mini trucks go up 26 on Saturday, Friday and Saturday. And I'd sit in the yard, Dr. Pepper and some M&Ms or something, I don't know, and watch those trucks go up.
New kids on the block playing softly in the
shut
background.
Shut your mouth, woman, I'm talking.
That might be where the dresses came from.
That right there is what got me into mini trucking.
Oh, I thought he was about to say it. That's what got me into wearing dresses.
That's what got me into mini trucking.
Thanks a lot, Jason Bell. Anyway. Professor, tell us about, real quick, your first experience at Mini Nats.
It was awesome. It was, without question, I'd have to say it's the most fun event that we've done, that I've done with y'all. I can't wait for next year. It was awesome.
It was awesome. That was a good one. That was a good one. And Cubby Miller, we're going to have you there next year. We got to be full circle, like we were limping.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get me one together.
I would say we're like the tripod, but we're not because there's more than three of us. But you know what I'm saying.
What's Patrick doing? Starting a fire over there, man.
Are you rubbing your fingers together or something, Patrick? Show's over. Guys, I want to thank everybody for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.